popcorn, the noisiest of foods. Why do we eat popcorn in the cinema? And isn't it amazing how we eat popcorn as well? You lose all dignity when you know that nobody can see you. Look what happens to our behaviour when we know no one's watching. The lights are off, the popcorn's there. Just flick it near your face. You don't really care if it lands in or out because you know no one's looking, and if you miss your face, you can pick it off your body later. You wouldn't do this with the lights on in public on a first date. Pass me that new potato. I love all that awkwardness because people get very upset when people don't arrive to their seats in chronological order. People want people to arrive, and there's nothing worse than having to stand, because you know, when there are seats available, you can't relax. Sooner or later, they might come. Don't settle in yet. Here they come, and they keep walking. It wasn't them. Maybe it's soon. And then when they do come, you have options. Either you stand or you twizzle. Now, this is a split-second decision. You have to judge the dimensions of the human very quickly and then go twizzle. Sometimes you fuck up, you twizzle, they're wedged in. Back up! I should have stood. Sometimes people just sort of arch their back, which doesn't help at all, but they want to show that they've made some kind of effort. They just go, does that help? Flip seat. I had somebody on the tube lead all the way to their seat with their arse so they wouldn't waste time. It was me and him against each other for a seat. And I turned, and he wasn't wasting valuable seconds turning. He went all the way down the carriage with his arse. And then sat down. Ha! You shouldn't have turned, my friend. You turn, you lose. You've got to be careful how you sit. You sit incorrectly, your body will punish you. You will be punished by the pins and needles, right? You sit incorrectly, you cut off some... This is obviously sitting incorrectly. You cut off some kind of blood flow, and then your leg will die. And then you'll feel a tingling, and then there's nothing you can do. It's irreversible. You know pins and needles are imminent. You tell other people about it. I'm going to get pins and needles. I think I'm going to get pins and needles. They will offer advice. We're going to die! We're going to die! And then you wait, and then it strikes, and ah! You ever tried to walk with pins and needles? One of the most difficult things I've ever had to do was to get off the bus at my stop when pins and needles struck at that exact moment. I literally was like, and then I heard this voice going, can we let him off first, please? Do you mind? Just let him through. And people were separating, and I had to walk through the middle going, thank you. I got off the bus and I realised I had to continue walking like this. But people who knew me were driving past going, bloody hell, he's bungalowed. What's going on there? After a while, I started walking normally. I felt like Kaiser Sose from the end of The Usual Suspect. If I am going to go away, I need to get a new passport. My passport's run out, which fills everybody with so much tension, and I've got to get a new photo for it. And they give you this A4 sheet of photos, advice on what you should use as your passport photo, because it has to rule certain things out, because they think people will be stupid enough to have this as their photo. So it has examples, then X's underneath to say, don't do that, we won't accept that. Okay? One of the photos is a woman with all her hair in front of her face. And it says, don't do that. I'm not going to do that. Another one, it's a group photo, just a whole load of people. And an arrow over one of their heads. Oh, that's me, that's Susan, that's Ellie. I don't speak to him anymore. The right bar, so that's Victor. I slept with him. Lovely, lovely. The funniest one, you won't even believe this, it's the back of a man's head. Who in their right mind would just go, that's it, that's me, that covers it. People queuing up backwards. All right, it's obviously me. Where's baggage? Where's baggage? When you're in the sea and you need a pee, do you pee in the sea? Don't even answer. Don't answer. I know the answer. I know we all go through the same thought process. You're in the sea. You feel pee brewing. You think, I'd better get out of the water and pee in the loo that has been designed for this very moment. But then you look into the water and you think, hang on a minute. This is where all the pee lives in the world. I'm in the home of pee. So you come to the conclusion that you could pee in the sea, because if you peed in the loo, the pee would beat you back into the water. You'd be standing next to your own pee going, why did you do that? I don't know, I panicked, but it was civilised. So we think we can pee in the sea, but obviously you still have to be in the water. All right, you can't, even though it's sort of acceptable, you still can't be standing on the beach going, it all ends up there anyway. Bring back your children, nothing's wrong here. But the problem with peeing in the sea is it's actually impossible for you to pee without your face revealing that you're peeing in the sea. Something is linked between the muscle you use to push to pee and your facial expression. And it's unavoidable, all right? Next time you're on the beach, have a look into the water. You'll see children playing. You'll see people with bats and balls, snorkeling. You'll see the classic scene. There is a man in there. Look for him. He's there, just going... There are certain situations that people will just not address in life. So sometimes when you're talking to people, a little spit will come out of it. You know, you'll say something like, oh, petrol prices are a disaster. And you get hit. But no one ever mentions it. You just get struck and you just sit there, stand there or whatever, with spit on your face. And the conversation is now as good as over, okay? You're both aware that this conversation is dead, but nobody mentions it. You don't go, oh, spitting on people's faces, are we? But you're both, if you're spat on someone's face, you know it's happened. And if you've been spat on, you know it's happened. But you carry on the conversation, oh, petrol is very bad. But in your mind, you're going, I've been spat on the face by this spitting lunatic. Just by way of applause, who has been spat on in conversation on the lip? By way of applause, who hasn't? You're spitting on their lips, you see? The world is divided into spitters and spitties. There's nothing worse. You have to let it linger. Oh, okay, all right, get right. I was meeting somebody the other day. I said, what time should we meet? They said, dusk. Dusk? What time is dusk? I don't know dusk. I'm supposed to watch the sun all day? Sorry, are we having coffee or dueling? What's happening? Dusk. What kind of a world of year is this? Dusk. Sometimes you don't know the time and you have to ask some people for time, and sometimes they don't know the time. And they don't just say, oh, they don't know the time. They try to guess the time. What a waste of time. You go to people, sorry, have you got the time? And they go, no, but I think it's about 2. I could do that myself. I didn't come up to you and go, guess the time! I'm looking for the actual time from a watch! I think it's about 2, judging by the position of the sun. That's how they used to tell time from the sun. They used to have sundials. What about places with no sun? What about Scotland? Did they know the time? Like, you have sun 3 times a year. Were people in Scotland in the old days just going, you got the time, pal? I know that 3 months ago it was 2. That's all I know. Oh, I'm weak. People ask you the time, it's an odd moment, especially in London, when people aren't supposed to talk to each other, and they'll come over and they'll go, excuse me, and right, that freaks you out. Like, what? Who? Why? You? Why? Who are you? What do you want from me? This is all going on in your mind. Who is this crazy person who's come into my life? And they'll go, have you got the time? And then that all shifts. You're like, ooh, I've been selected for time. You feel quite honoured. You look at other people. You didn't want time from them. You've come direct to me for time. And then you look at your watch, and even though you know how to tell the time, and you've been telling time for many years of your life, you hope it's an easy time. It freaks you out. If it's not 2:15 or 1:30 or 1:15, you have no idea what to do. Right. Oh, it's 13. No, I would say, you do it, take it and leave.
I panic.
One of the few times in life you talk to strangers is to ask them the time. There are certain socially acceptable times when you're allowed to talk to people that you don't know. The time, obviously, is one. Directions is another one. You can ask anyone directions. You ask people directions and they will obviously endeavour to tell you the way. But people feel so under stress to come up with an answer. Even though you can see sometimes that you've asked the wrong person and they don't know. They don't just go, don't know. They try to look for inspiration. I went up to this guy the other day and I was like, do you know the way to wherever it was, the Strand? And he just starts looking at this glass. No, I'm from Spain. Why didn't you say that in the first place?
Have you got the time? I think it's about two. Fuck you!
Sometimes you ask for directions, but you don't need all the directions. You know quite a lot of the directions, right? For example, you know that where you need to be is over there. You know it. You just don't know where over there it is. So you call upon a stranger to help you. But then you'll say, do you know the way to such and such? And they immediately go, ah, you want to go down there? And as soon as they started talking, you think, ah, this man knows nothing. He's wrong. I'm wasting my time with this person. But you can't stop him. You can't just go, you're wrong. Because that makes you look like a weirdo. You can't go, do you know the way to such and such? Ah, no, it isn't. Like I've just decided to quiz you on geography. You don't know where you are. You have to listen to them to tell you the whole thing. And not only that, when they finish, you have to walk the wrong way. You can't have someone go, you want to go straight down there and go, well, thank you so much. You have to walk their way, and then when they're not looking, you go your way!